This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. It's time to restore the billions cut from the state's education budget more than half a decade ago. The state depends on it. That's what Tom Luce said Thursday. He's a former assistant secretary in the U.S. Department of Education, and he's now the CEO of the George W. Bush Center. That's where he talked. Luce targeted his message to his audience, North Texas business leaders.
This is about doing what makes the economic sense for everybody. This is about the future prosperity of our state, period.
Future success is at risk, he says, because of the billions in education funding cuts from 2011. Luce says that's when decades of academic achievement stopped.
We took $5 billion out of the school finance system. We reduced what we expect. We reduced what we assess. And guess what? We got what we paid for.
Luce isn't the first person to use these arguments for more state education money, efforts that haven't worked. The difference this time? He has data.
Without data, you're just another person with an opinion.
Luce's data comes from Commit, the Dallas-based education nonprofit. It's run by Todd Williams, who says the research shows early childhood education and other costly efforts pay off.
We've got to be putting in, you know, somewhere in the $1 billion to $2 billion range per year in the system. When only 4 in 10 of our kids statewide meet the state standard in third grade reading, the system is completely breaking down by the age of 8. That can't continue.
Williams and Luce hope enough lawmakers want the results that are backed by the data so that they'll pay for it. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.